Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Tricia Hernandez, Director of Development at South Shore Arts. Welcome back, Trish.
Thanks, John.
And we're going to talk a little bit about our big fundraiser coming up, the annual Beaux-Arts Ball.
Excellent.
Yeah, yes, so tell us about it.
Tell us a few words here. Okay, so it's Friday, June 2nd, and our theme this year is very fun, with a little help from our friends. So we have a Beatles twist, but even a more sincere message in that the arts always need help from their friends to support us. And so we thought we would have some fun with that. And I do want to say, too, right from the start, that it is June 2nd. It's on a Friday night. It's black tie. But if you didn't get an invitation in the mail, just give us a call. Just give us a call, because we can't possibly know everybody that might want to come. And we would love anybody to come that wants to come. So
we have a Beatles band this year.
We have a Beatles band, the Chris and Lou Band. And so they do great Beatles cover songs. Mm-hmm. And rock and roll. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some excellent dancing. And then we're also going mobile this year. So
terrifying.
It's very terrifying.
We're so high tech. Nothing like dragging and kicking into the 21st century.
Right. So so people who are coming to the ball or even not coming to the ball actually can register at artsball.gesture.com. And as of May 26th, you can start bidding on some of our items.
So anybody in the whole wide world can bid.
Whole wide world.
The www. The whole wide world.
The www.artsball.gesture.com. So that's all new for us. But it'll be fun, like the ball always is. And the reason we do it is for our outreach programs in the community for kids. And so we work within the schools and other organizations, other not-for-profits. And that's how we get art education out into the community.
Which we take great pride in being able to serve all of these kids in all of the Northwest Indiana and many South Suburban Illinois communities as well. And they have a big impact on people's lives. And we've been doing it for over 20 years now, this kind of educational outreach, what we call the Every Kid Program. And so now the kids who were our original scholarship students and the original participants in these programs are adults, and many of them are working artists. Mm-hmm. And there was a study that just came out about employment in the arts in Indiana, and there's actually more self-employment in the arts than in any other arts-related sector of employment in Northwest Indiana. So a lot of people are doing it themselves, living independent lives and making livings as artists in their chosen
Absolutely.
Disciplines.
And many have come back to us and donated or taught classes or
they help out.
Yeah, that circle of life is really, really nice.
Our education director, Jillian, was a participant in the high school show.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's wonderful. And that show, which happens to be up right now at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster, is started out 43 years ago in the mid-70s. So it's great.
And it's something like 800 entries and 33 schools. And yeah. So our kids' programs are strong, but they're only strong because people come to the ball and people support these programs through their donations.
Right.
Do I have a minute to even say, if you can't come to the ball, there are other ways you can participate. You can send us a donation, and any monetary donation is welcome. Or you can help us with our auction and donate something for the silent auction. It all goes to the bottom line and to help raise money for the Every Kid program. So you don't just have to come. You can bid online. You can donate an auction item or make a monetary donation.
But if you do come, it is a lot of fun. And
it
we
is.
Have a fun evening. And it's $175 per person.
Yes.
It's a open bar. It's great food. And it's just it's a really active evening. It's a jam-packed evening with a lot going on, and we do have a lot of fun. We have a lot of young people
who
come to the Beaux-Arts Ball these days, and we have a young committee that attracts a really cool group of people. So
and we dance till midnight.
Oh Lord, well, some of us.
I sit out. We have to drag John out at the very end.
Yeah, just it's over, people.
It's over. Go home.
All right. Well, thanks, Trish, for being here to tell us about it. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.